There it is. There it is.
You know, Pat, it's just one of those days with the buttons.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was moving paper, and then I just lost track of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody really cares.
Oh, no.
As long as we're doing the segment, we're okay, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're just talking about perfection.
Yeah.
Right?
There's no need to be perfect.
Nobody,
you can strive for it.
I only know one person that's perfect.
Who's that?
That's our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And other than that, none of us are perfect. So, I'm not perfect, Pat, today. Why? What are you going to do? You going to fire me?
No, you know, Pat.
You want to push the buttons?
Nope. Looks like a hard enough job as it is.
You want to push the buttons? Is that how we're going to start the segment?
I know, exactly.
Jeez, man. I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
Would You Rather Wednesday happens this time. Every Wednesday, of course. Yeah,
and that's our Wednesday crash out.
I'm off sugar. And there you go. Wait a minute. Got to get the questions ready, Matt.
And you got to fold the paper just right.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Thanks to Russ, David, and the crew at Siler Appliance. It is, let's see, what are we, 22 days away from Christmas, so... we're going to focus on some holiday-themed would-you-rather questions. Are you okay with that?
Oh, let's do it.
All right, I like it. Hang on a second. There's one thing I want to do. Delete that. And then we're back. Okay, so here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I need you to go to your computer.
You need me to go onto the internet world wide webs?
The world wide webs.
Okay.
And I want you to type in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Have you seen it before?
Isn't that the one that's kind of like, you know, with the Yukon guy in there and all that? Yeah.
Yeah,
dentist and, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. I watched that
Rudolph
a lot.
And all that. Okay, you did watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, well then this might be easier for you than I thought it might be. Just with some of these older movies, I don't know if you've seen them and all that, but... you ready? Some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. Question numero uno. Would you rather pull a weekend bender with Yukon Cornelius or with Burgermeister Meisterburger from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Hmm.
And you know who Burgermeister Meisterburger is, don't you?
Yeah, he's taking away all the toys from the
kids.
Yeah,
he's kind of a curmudgeon-y old cuss. Or Yukon Cornelius. Pulling a weekend bender. 3 days of nothing but wobble pops.
See, I got to tell you, the Burgermeister, I forget his full name, but the Burgermeister just seems like he's not a good time.
Burgermeister, Meisterburger, that's his name.
Yeah, it's Burgermeister. Meisterburger, yeah.
Yes, yep.
How original. Yeah, no.
And then, it's a kid's movie.
I know.
And then Yukon Cornelius, and he's the dude with the big mustache, looks like a lumberjack, right?
Yeah, you know, that's my one question would be, could I hang with Yukon Cornelius?
Could you? Are you asking me?
See,
or is it you're just asking yourself?
I'm asking myself. Could I hang with that guy, you know, if you're doing a weekend bender?
Well, I'm going to say that Burgermeister Meisterburger would know all of the dark places to go.
Yeah.
I think whatever club you go to, there'd be some really dark stuff going on. Now, Yukon Cornelius, he's very happy everywhere you go. People will know him. I mean, he'll know the best clubs to go to in town. Doing shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably doing some keg stands at that point.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I probably have to hang out with UConn. I'm going to do that. UConn Cornelius.
You're going to do a weekend bender with UConn Cornelius?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fair enough.
Just got the island of misfits. There you go.
That's...
Yeah.
It's kind of like our little island here, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. That's why they stick us in the basement.
Right, we're basement dwellers.
Yes.
Just warming you up a little bit, Matt. Just warming you up. How you feeling so far?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Good. Treading lightly.
Question number two. Would you rather portray Will Ferrell's character as Woody the Elf or Jim Carrey's character as the Grinch?
Isn't it Buddy the Elf?
Buddy the Elf? What did I say?
You said Woody.
Oh, it's Buddy. Who's Woody?
I don't know.
Oh! Oh, he's that's the Toy Story. Yeah.
Woody the Elf.
Yeah. Who writes this
anyway?
There's
a candy cane in my shoe.
It's Buddy.
Woody the Elf. Oh, boy.
Okay. Let me read the question again. Would you rather portray Will Ferrell's character as Buddy the Elf or Jim Carrey's character as the Grinch?
Oh, boy. You know, I couldn't pull off the voice. I know somebody in this building who can pretty good with Jim Carrey. But I feel like playing Will Ferrell as Buddy the Elf would be pretty fun. I will say that, you know?
Santa! I know him!
I know him! Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll go as Buddy the Elf. Yes.
You're going to go as Woody the Elf?
Imagine Woody Harrelson like in an elf costume.
Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah.
I got my movies mixed up.
Okay. Reach for the candy cane. You know, you pull the string.
I would probably, me personally, I would do the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah.
That's just fun.
Didn't you dress up as the Grinch one time for
almost died.
Christmas Parade of Lights? Yeah.
I did. I almost died.
Pulled off the mask and he went, oh my God. I can't handle this.
You could not breathe in that mask. I'm telling you. I was hyperventilating. I was overheated. It was horrible.
I mean, you were shaking it like there were no tomorrow, though, up there.
And I said, never again.
You were a fan favorite.
I will never dress up again. And then somebody brought up the idea of doing a calendar. At least I could breathe in those costume changes.
Yeah.
Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Question number three. Would you rather gain 1 pound every time someone says Merry Christmas, or have an endless supply of peppermint pot brownies?
Don't threaten me with a good time. Might be like Jim from Taxi. You know, they always talk about the...
does a yellow light mean?
Slow down.
Okay. What does... Jesus.
My brown eyes hurt. Oh, boy.
Would you rather gain 1 pound every time someone says Merry Christmas or have an endless supply of peppermint pot brownies?
You know, Pat, you've heard of like the freshman 30 or freshman 15. Yeah. This would be like, the Christmas 75.
Right? Every time somebody says Merry Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas 75.
You gain a pound.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. Peppermint. Podmorani's, on the other hand. We're going to get a call after this. You know what? I'm going to have to go with the brownies, Pat.
You're going to go with the peppermint pot brownies?
Yeah, I'm not gaining weight.
Endless supply.
Yeah.
Well, and I know you're healthy.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
you're conscious about being fit.
Oh, yeah.
And not gaining a lot of weight. I mean, you look great, Matt.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
You look great.
I know my secret. Peppermint pot brownies.
Bonus question. Oh. Bonus question number 4. Bonus question number 4. Would you rather have sexy time with an elf? Would you rather have nookie with an elf? Or hand out candy canes in a sexy, revealing Santa costume at an assisted living campus?
Wait, hold on. Assisted living campus?
Would you rather have Nookie with an elf or hand out candy canes in a sexy and revealing Santa costume at an assisted living campus?
You roll around room 301 and he's sitting there going, ho, ho, ho.
Brown cow, chicken, brown cow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All you can do is focus on the elf's pointy ears.
as much as elf, you know, the nookie with an elf. Now I got that picture of me handing out stuff at the Santa thing. You know what? I might have to do that at the assisted living just for the experience. That's what I'm going to go with. Assisted living. I'm not going to go to Santa's workshop.
Going to an elf bar, trying to pick up a lady elf.
Problem is, I have to crouch down to fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, not by much. You're not the tallest person in the world.
Yeah, but aren't elf? Aren't they like a foot tall? Two feet tall?
An elf?
Yeah.
Well, I'd look it up. What's the average size of an elf?
I don't know. Let's go see.
Matt's going to look it up for us. Nookie with an elf or hand out candy canes. What's the average height of an elf?
All right, I'm going to do Santa's elf.
I'm almost out of music here, Matt.
No, I'm trying to type this in. Around 3 feet.
Around 3 feet.
While some elves, like Buddy the Elf, can be larger.
Woody. Woody the Elf.
The general consensus is that they are small and dwarf-like creatures. I love that that's like the AI response on Google. I mean, larger like Will Ferrell, but...
You're still going with the candy canes?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go with the candy canes just for the experience.
I love it. Thank you.
301's going to love me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.